So today is Wednesday, just to remind you all, since we took a little bit of a break from Chassidus, we're getting back into our Wednesday Chassidus routine. So you'll hear a lot of classic Chassidus ideas, but beyond the ideas, he's also solving a very interesting problem, reminding everyone that Wednesday is Chassidus. So, you know, especially some of the boys from Australia, a lot of Chassidus background, because there are a lot of Lubavitch yeshivas there, a lot of Rabbanim. So the pasuk in Parshas Zemar, a very famous pasuk, "V'losachalalu Hashem kodshi v'nekadashli b'soch b'nei Yisrael." Why is this such a famous pasuk? Because it's one of the pasukim, probably the most well-known pasuk, from which we derive the mitzvah of mesiras nefesh al kiddush Hashem. Rabbi Akiva derived it from a different pasuk. "V'avdas Hashem elokecha bechol levavcha bechol nafshecha." You have to be so committed to Hashem, even at the point of death, even at the point of your nefesh. But more classically, the mitzvah to die al kiddush Hashem, when faced with defending Hashem's presence in this world, primarily expressed when someone wants you to violate the three cardinal sins of murder, idolatry, and adultery, but even in other cases as well, which in many ways is a hallmark of Jewish survival. We wouldn't have survived 2,000 years of Golus without our willingness to die for it. That stems from this pasuk, "V'lo sechalu Hashem kodshi v'nikdashti b'soch v'nei Yisrael." There's one problem. There's really two problems, but I could really call it one problem. Not everyone will face that predicament. I think every Jew has to realize it may happen. That's what you're in this world for, to represent Hashem. You're not here to be nice to people, pat them on the back, to affirm their way of life, but to challenge them to see Hashem. Whenever you challenge people, they're going to be angry. Shem Amim Yir Gazun. We've talked about this so often this year. Anti-Semitism is incidental to Jewish history. It's part of Jewish history because we're challenged with calling the world to higher ground. When we call the world to higher ground, they're not always going to be happy with it. You don't like people who challenge you. You don't like your alarm clock that wakes you up in the morning. You want to smash it to bits. So everyone realizes it may happen, but only a small percentage of people die al kiddush Hashem. So how can you have a pasuk in the Torah that you'll never fulfill? So to a degree, the answer is you have to be willing to fulfill it. But how can you make sense of this pasuk, even for people who won't face the Kivshan Eish of Avram Avinu, who won't face the Kivshan Eish of Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, who won't face Rabbi Akiva's fate? How do you make sense of this pasuk? That's more or less what the Sfas Emes is trying to tackle. What relevance does this pasuk have beyond someone who dies al Kiddush Hashem? So he spoke about this almost every year. Part of what makes the Sfas Emes so intriguing is he writes his Chidushin down per year. And he very often goes back to the same ideas on a yearly basis, but he adapts them and he updates them and he modifies them. So he spoke about this about 7-8 times. I'll just give you four ideas that he expressed very, very briefly. Number one, the pasuk doesn't just say v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. The pasuk says v'lo sechalu Hashem kodshi v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. So some people face the predicament of being asked to die al kiddush Hashem, the end of the pasuk, v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. You'll sanctify me amongst the Jewish people. But many people, most people, never face that. But the first part of the pasuk, everyone faces. V'lo sechalalu Hashem kodshi. Be careful on your day-to-day business, your day-to-day interactions, not to reflect poorly upon Hashem. Whether it's in your day-to-day behavior, you're a representative of Hashem, how you comport yourself, how you speak, how you treat other people. The Gemara is replete with Tanaim who are very, very careful, Amarayim, not to walk around with stains on their clothing, not to be found without their tefillin on. For Amos in those days, they wore tefillin all days. And they said this would be a chilul Hashem, even though there's nothing halachically wrong with taking your tefillin off or nothing halachically wrong with having a stain on your clothing. But it means you represent Hashem. And even if you're not violating halacha, people will see in you an agent of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the care, not just to die al kiddush Hashem if you're asked to, but to not, I don't use the word desecrate, but not to reflect unkindly or disfavorably upon Hashem through your behavior, that's available to every Jew. And then, of course, some Jews fulfill v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. That's number one. Number two, number three, and number four all center upon the fact that the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is described through the word Kiddusha. And Kiddusha describes many mitzvahs, Kiddushim Tiyu, Viskadishtem, the laws of dietary, of Machalos Asuros, of kosher food. But yet the word Kiddusha is described in this mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, we call it Kiddush Hashem, as well as B'soch B'nei Yisrael. So number two is, that you can live your life by being so committed to Besoch B'nai Yisrael, almost losing your personal identity, to be committed to the larger collectivist communal identity of the Jewish people, that even though you never die al Kiddush Hashem, you're so connected to Jewish identity and Jewish history and Jewish peoplehood, and that's the source of Kedusha in Chassidus, because every Jew has, and Am Yisrael in general has this unimpingeable Kedusha, that even if you never are hurled into a fiery furnace, V'nekdashti, how? Besoch B'nai Yisrael. So for some people, they actually die and they create Kedusha within Am Yisrael, but for some people, they never have that challenge just by living life for the collective. Collective means the people you know, your community that you'll meet, people that will live between 2000 and 2090, roughly for you guys. Or what about the people who lived in 1200, the people that will live in 2300? That's also part of Am Yisrael and Kol Yisrael. You can be so attuned to that experience, V'nekdashti, Besoch B'nai Yisrael. Number three, but it's not just Besoch B'nai Yisrael as a collectivist identity. What about your identity? And this is the basic theme of Chassidus I've talked about so often. The big Chiddush of Chassidus is that every single Jew has an inherent part of Hashem in them, as the Sefer HaTanya begins, Nefesh Eloka Mimal Mamish, you have part of Hashem in you, and that Kedusha is simply irremovable. You may sin your whole life, and I'm not pointing anyone here. You may never perform a mitzvah. You may violate all the worst averos. You haven't really removed or eradicated that Kedusha. It's all just external tarnishings and external flaws, but internally, a Jew has inherent Kedusha. Can never ever be removed, except for three averos. Those three averos are so fundamental, they can so deeply, deeply tamper and adulterate your Kedusha. So the reason you have to commit your life for those three averos is they're game breakers, they're game changers. They can change your inner Kedusha. But even if you never face those challenges, you're always facing the reality that those challenges imperil your Kedusha, V'nikdashi B'sach B'nai Yisrael. So it comes to a pitch, if someone wants to totally compromise and adulterate that Kedusha, you have to die for it, because you can't let that happen. What if you never face that challenge? But you're still conscious of the fact that every Jew, yourself and every Jew around you, has an inherent Kedusha. You celebrate that Kedusha, you express that Kedusha, so you're living the drama that Kiddush Hashem is meant to protect. Kiddush Hashem, you may be asked to die for it, you may not be, but even if you're not asked to die, are you attuned to the Kedusha that you and your neighbor has, even though he may look like a sinner and it may no longer look for him? Are you V'nekdashti, Besoch B'nai Yisrael, in a way that it's meant to protect? So I'll give you the first three, and then I'll just very, very briefly describe the fourth. The drama, the challenge that the Sfas Emes is trying to address is, how can I make this pasuk relevant for people that will never die on Kiddush Hashem? And first of all, he talks about avoiding Chil Hashem. You won't be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, but every day you have opportunity to desecrate Hashem's name, Chas Hashem, or to protect it. Number one. Number two, are you able to have that sense of Besoch B'nai Yisrael, that your life is oriented towards a larger B'nai Yisrael that, of course, have been Moser Nefesh, HaKiddush Hashem, for thousands of years? You may not ask to perform that act, but you're part of that legacy of Am Yisrael. Number three, do you realize why a person dies like Kiddush Hashem? Because there's such an inherent Kedusha that Jews possess that could be compromised by such terrible averos. But even if you never face that challenge, you'll always be attuned and conscious to the inner Kedusha that you and every other Jew has, and you'll chart your life that way. Number four, he says, V'nikdashti, listen carefully, is not a tzivoy alone, it's also a haftacha. Hashem doesn't say, Kidashtem is b'ni b'toch b'ni yisrael, V'nikdashti, I will become sanctified. Hashem says, of course people make that decision whether to be Mekadosh my name, but in the larger historical trajectory, my name will be Miskadosh. When Mashiach comes, and the world recognizes Hashem's presence, Miskadishtem, Miskadiltem, the Pesukim in Yecheskel, that describe the end of days, Miskadal, Miskadashem, Merabah. So, even if you never face that challenge to contribute that additional brick to the Jewish legacy of martyrdom, you're living a life and you realize, I'm part of a trajectory whose terminus is already predetermined. That Hashem's Kedusha will be seen in this world. V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. So I'm part of that experience, even though I may not have to die on Kedusha Hashem. I'm part of something that's going to happen inevitably, Hashem's Kedusha. That's why Hashem said in the language that sounds like Avtacha. V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. Not just you should be Mekadesh me, V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. So it's a fascinating concept to think about Kiddush Hashem, even for people who, as a Hashem, we don't have a death wish, we don't want to die, but if we have to, we have to, but we certainly hope that it won't happen. How can we fulfill this puzzle? Okay? Have a good day, everyone. Have a good day. No shiur tomorrow. No shiur Friday. No shiur Sunday. Be back in Eretz Hashem Sunday and we'll shiur Monday. Okay. Going to North Woodmere, Rabbi Leibowitz's shiur. Were you in his shiur?
Yeah.
Okay. So I will miss.